The Lady Vols overcame a disastrous third quarter to hold on to defeat FSU 79-77. So how did Tennessee overcome blowing that 20-point lead? Well, I have three things you need to know. I'm Paige Dower. This is The Field Pass on Full Disclosure. Three things to know following Tennessee's win over FSU. We have to start by looking at the third quarter because it was outright ugly what was going on to start the second half of this game where we saw Tennessee's 20-point lead quickly vanish. How did that happen? Well, FSU went on an 11-0 run. At the 3:03 mark, they had a 53-52 lead. It was brief, though, because Tennessee was able to get a bucket on the other end and get their lead back. That run for FSU continued for several more minutes, over a six-minute time span in the third quarter. They went on a 23-4 run. And how was that able to happen? Well, FSU's head coach highlighted it. They were able to get defensive stops, and that was absolutely correct. They had 11 defensive rebounds. They had four blocks, three steals, en route to a 30-point third quarter. What ended that 23-4 run was a turnover by Talaysia Cooper, and it was an FSU fast break and layup on the other end. That's where we saw a very rare timeout called by Coach Kim Caldwell. I'm telling you, rare. We've only seen like three or so in the handful of games prior to FSU. At that timeout, she went directly to Talaysia Cooper and kind of got on her about her lack of urgency and just the frustration that she had with Cooper in that moment and really the team in the third quarter. She says their lack of urgency and almost kind of quitting on those fast break moments where there was a turnover that happened, where they were quitting, really frustrated her. And of course, Talaysia Cooper, she's like, yeah, I do not like being yelled at, but I kind of just let it hit me. I realized I needed to calm down a little bit. And as soon as she calmed down, she got back in her game. And so too did the rest of the team. And that brings me to my second point. Talaysia Cooper is absolutely a game changer. Of course, we didn't see her as much in the game as we probably wanted to because she got in foul trouble early in this game. But even FSU's coach said that Talaysia Cooper is absolutely worth the price of admission. You look to the fourth quarter and it will absolutely prove that. In just 9 minutes of play, she had 12 points, three rebounds, and a block. And she had a really nice assist in there as well. She kind of got in there in like a sub in, sub out kind of moment where she's just in there for key moments and key matchups. And when Tennessee needed an answer late in the fourth quarter, Talaysia Cooper absolutely gave them that answer. And if we continue to see also Zee Spearman continue to grow and develop, we saw that game winner that she had in the final moments of the game. We see more of that earlier in the game. This will be a very exciting team to watch, which brings me to my third point. Alyssa Latham, she was talking to us after the game and we asked her, you know, what did you learn about this team? Of course, when you go into halftime and you have this 20-point lead, you're like, wow, Tennessee looks really legit. They don't really have much to work on. And then they come out absolutely flat in the third quarter. And she talked about how they know that they are a really resilient team. And that's something Coach Kim Caldwell talked a lot about, too, because she's seen flashes of that third quarter a number of times, but she's also seen flashes of that fourth quarter team throughout the season and in practice. And it was that fourth quarter team that showed up when they needed to. And that's exactly what Coach Kim Caldwell said as well, which led Alyssa Latham in the most polite way to say that she believes that this team, she says, we're just dogs. Again, just a very polite way in which she said that comment. And it's absolutely correct. This was a measuring stick kind of game for Tennessee. It was a get back win for the program after losing to FSU in Tallahassee a year ago. And now it's just the right kind of finish this team needs as they get ready to go to New York to take on Iowa, which is a very storied program as well and has a lot of momentum in them this season. That will be a very fantastic matchup for both of these programs. So a resilient group. Talaysia Cooper is a game changer, and they overcame a disastrous third quarter. She says, Coach Kim Caldwell says after the game, no lead is safe. Sometimes the team doesn't necessarily believe her when she says that. Well, when we saw this 18-point lead vanish in moments, she says, I hope the team learns that now and we can go and learn something else moving forward. And you got to hope they can do that once they get closer and closer to conference play. Well, thank you all so much for watching. Please like, subscribe, and I'll talk to you guys later this week.